smash factor.
Ripping driver going for it.
Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Man, that is beyond long.
Look at this. He's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
Hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to week 40 of the 2020-2021 PGA season, the British Open, our final major of the year. It is a Sunday afternoon, getting out a little early with the pricing out early, and was researching last night and just withdrawal after withdrawal keeps happening. We had more this morning. Looks like Bubba is out, Hideki's out, HV3 got in. So always going to be, I mean, what we should know probably, I'd imagine anybody that's going to be out and not playing will be done by tomorrow morning, which would be Monday. But had enough of it done and enough of the research. I wanted to get this first look out. Again, we'll have DraftKings lock will be around midnight East. Well, that'd be central. So 1 o'clock Eastern or so Wednesday night. So we want to be a little bit ahead of the game. Going to go through my initial review thoughts, all that today. Late Monday or early Tuesday, I will do the Tuesday tidbits, which will, I'll recap DFS betting and stuff like that a little bit better because it's not official yet. It looks like Glover's going to win. I think Munoz, he could go eagle birdie on 17-18 and could tie him, which is probably unlikely. Good win by Glover. Had him in a lot of stuff. A little bit of sweat today in DFS, you know, but looks like I'll probably break even on main, and I'm bubbling round four showdown. I didn't play any of the other showdowns heavily, so see how that turns out. But excited for this week. I think it's going to be a great week. We got a crunch time with it starting so early. And I just – nothing will be the Masters. And I've said that before, but for me, the British Open has always been a fun tournament. Missed it last year. I enjoy the overnight. You know, we get to basically watch golf all day, it feels like, you know, and stay up late. Take a little nap, watch some. Really excited for it. A little, not disappointed, but, you know, I get it. There's different rules and regulations over there. So a lot of these golfers, I think we're up to 13 that have withdrawn now. So I put my rankings out earlier. I think I had most of the guys that have withdrawn already out of it. But, of course, by tomorrow, I think we'll have a pretty good feel of who's in, who's out, and all that kind of stuff, and who gets in from the John Deere today. Still up for grabs there, a spot or two, depending on how things shake out. Or alternates may get in, depending on, like, Kevin Na's up there, but he's already withdrawn, so he's not going to play in it. So who knows how that's going to shake out. Be interesting to see how we get this last 30 minutes or so. But wanted to get this knocked out and going. Again, Shank is hanging in there. He's not going to win it. We had him 200-1, but hopefully hangs on to the top five, which was 22-1. That's better than most outright, some outrights out there. So I'll take the 22-1 and run with it. That'll save our week, no less. Looks like Munoz will beat Hagee as well, depending on how these last two goals go. I had Munoz today in the outright or matchup deal. So looking forward to that. See how that shakes out. Hopefully Shank hangs on to a top five to get us a 22-1 hit. Reminder, use the code British for 30% off any package. Includes a 7-day free trial. So join us today. You get all next week free. If you decide we're not good, we're not worth the shit, then you can withdraw or cancel, never get charged. I think you'll enjoy it. I think everything we got coming, lots of work this week on the back end stuff, upgrading the optimizer, our green machine, to include the stacking features. I used it for MLB Friday, UFC yesterday, NASCAR today. It's going well. Can't wait for you guys to get it. I think we are going to try to at least have it out for the British Open, because I think depending on weather and draws and all that kind of stuff, we could have some stacking options there that may be beneficial to us. So 30% off, use the code British, 30% off any gear. I got the hat on, shirt. We got HV3. Got in today with the Bubba withdrawal. So he will be at the Open. Let's buy some shirts there. I want to get those sold out so I can cut him a check for the HV3 Foundation. Always a good deal. when we can help out some charity. Rate and review us on iTunes. I will do the giveaway Wednesday or maybe late Tuesday night. I'm kind of moving everything up about 6 to 8 hours from normal just because of the when it locks. For rate and review us on iTunes, and I will give those away on the Movers and Shakers podcast late Tuesday or Wednesday. I will at least give away 3 winners from rate and review us on iTunes alone. So all you got to do is get in there, give us a 5-star, give us a rating, put your whatever DK handle or Twitter handle or Slack on if you're in the premium community, and I'll find you one way or another. Subscribe and like this video on YouTube, goes a long way. Leave in the comments on this video who you want to fade in the 9K range. I think that'll be an important range this week. The 10K range will as well, but we'll get into that. But I want to know who you want to fade in the 9K range. Listener League is up. It'll be in the audio podcast of this. 600 spots this week, $1,000 the first place, 3 max per usual, limited rake and flat payouts. Let's fill this up super quick just to kind of, you know, we want to push for some nice football contests here in the fall. And then once we get to Masters next year, like I like to get up to 1,000. I'm going to go to DK and say, hey, we'll fill 1,000. Let's get that rolling. I'll review last week's winner on Tuesday tidbits as well. Course preview. I know my man Kenny Kim will kill it over on his podcast as well as a write-up. It is Royal St. George in Sandwich, England, if you want to start searching around for your weather kind of spots. Par 70, 7,100-ish, right in the middle there. Could push out to 7,200, depending on the tee boxes. 2 par 5s, 4 par 3s. It's hosted 14 Open Championships. The last two was 2011. Darren Clark won. 2003, Ben Curtis won. In 2011, our leaderboard was Clark at 5 under, DJ at 2 under, Phil at 2 under, Thomas Bourne at 1 under, Campbell even, Fowler even, Anthony Kim. Shout out Anthony Kim, Boomer. I wish he was still around. He was even. Those were your top five. Garcia was there. Glover was there. He could become real popular after today's performance or this week's performance. Keimer, Stricker, Zach Johnson, Schwartzel, Webb, Y.E. Yang. All those guys were in the top 20. A lot of blind or partial blind spots here. Deep, some say the deepest pot bunkers of any of the open rotation courses. Greens will be firm and fast, to use lingo over there in a couple articles I read. Running golf is compared to target golf, so I think they want the ball to be running hard. If you're hitting shots in low or whatever, it's going to run out. Firm and fast greens, if you're looking at putting stuff in general, it's a fescue type, so it's hard to really nail in what kind of greens it'll be compared to here. I'd more focus on courses that have firm and fast greens. I think that would be the best thing if you're wanting to get that in depth. Weather-wise, it's going to rain really every day. It's raining right now. Rain all the way up until the tourney, and then it's pretty nice. Decently to somewhat strong north winds. The same wind direction all 4 days of the tournament so far. So that will help us as we map out the course, look at draws. Is there potential? Right now, I don't really see a wave advantage because Thursday and Friday look identical when you flip and flop the potential draws, so which would be nice. Like the British Open in past, we've had times where we've had to deep dive into that, and it gets very cumbersome. But I personally don't see a wave advantage right now, but it's super early. Obviously, I'll be live all the way up until lock Wednesday. I won't go to sleep until we at least lock, maybe take a little nap, but I'll be live in the Slack that night all the way until things go. So I'm excited for it, really looking forward to it. I've made plans, told the wife, hey, I'll be up all night, most of the nights, watching the golf, and then taking little naps throughout the day. Cut, I have it +2, and I have the winner -7. Maybe a little aggressive on the winner. We've only had 5 guys in 2003 and 2011 combined shoot under par in both the tournaments. So Clark shot 5 under. Curtis shot 1 under. He was the only one to shoot under par in 2003. But I just think the talent level, again, just like the U.S. Open we saw, it's just not the talent level plus the depth of talent across the board is so good that I'm going to put the cut at +3, and I think someone will get to that 5 to 7 under number, 8 under number by the end of the week. I'm going to go, especially because the weather doesn't look horrendous at all. So in 2011, four under was leading it at the turn, I believe, and the weekend got pretty kind of not nasty, but it hurt enough that, you know, because plus three was the cut, and there was guys that shot plus 18, plus 20 that made the cut. So they just got annihilated on the weekend. So I don't think we see that here. I think we'll see a little closer to 7-8 under win it. I do think the plus two, plus three number is kind of what we're looking at. But a tough course, right? Tough scoring. Finishing position is going to matter more. Very similar to a U.S. Open type setup. Past winners, Tiger, Duvall withdrew as well today. Ernie Els, Ben Curtis, Hamilton, Tiger, Harrington, Sink, Usti, Darren Clark, Ernie Els, Phil, Rory, Zach Johnson, Stenson, Jordan Spieth, Molinari, and then Shane Lowry in 2019. Stats I'm looking at right now, good drives, ball striking, bogey avoidance, opportunities inside 18 feet, approach proximity, and par 4 DK scoring. We only have two par 5s here and four par 3, so 12 of the holes will be par 4, so I'm pulling in a little bit of the par 4 scoring. Ranges, we got 5 in the 10K range, 7 in the 9K range, 11 in the 8K range, 39 in the 7K range, and 72 in the 6K range. That's how it stands now. I'll update that for Tuesday. I'm sure as people, we get these alternates and all that kind of stuff shuffled out, pricing will be a little bit different. Some will probably go in the 6. We couldn't even see some in the 7, some of these alternates that get in. So I'll update that when we get to Tuesday. Sweet 16 for me on the major, I give you a little bit different of a Sweet 16. I give you still the 3 per salary range, but I give you 2 Bubble Boys instead of 1. Then fade of the week, sleeper of the week, gut feel plays, betting, top 5 that pop, and 2 long shots provided by Monkey Knife Fight, 1 and done favorites, and then we wrap it up and get out of here. Obviously, I typically don't go a lot of podcasts on Sundays, but I felt good enough with where I was in the research, and because of the early start Wednesday night, want to get something out there, get your Monday morning commute when you're listening to this. And then I'm going to do 2 more pods at least, plus the E9 with Kenny Kim on Wednesday, which I'll probably ask him to let's do it a little earlier since we'll be locking earlier. So plenty of content between now and by the time we lock Wednesday night at midnight-ish Central Time, I'm basically going to be all in on British Open. So excited for it. 9K and above. I'm starting with Spieth. My gut is he'll be popular, and I'm fine with that. There's plenty of ways to get different here and fade some chalk elsewhere that I'm just rolling with them. 9,700, last 4, a 30th, a 1st, a 9th, and a 20th, his last 4 opens. Reminder, there was no British Open last year if you're new to DFS golf. So we're going back to Royal Port Rush in 2019, Carnoustie in 2018, Royal Port Birkdale in 2017, and Royal Troon in 2016. So his worst finish is a 30th in the last 4 years. And some of those years he was not playing great golf. So I don't know. He plays well in this kind of atmosphere. I'll be in him. I'll just have to get different elsewhere. Second is Brooks, a 6th, a 39th, and a 4th, his last 3 opens, a 4th at the U.S. Open and a 5th at the Travelers. I got to think he's primed and ready to be here. He's kind of my, I'll pay down off of Rom. I was so busy with so many things this weekend. I mean, Friday night, I literally thought Rom had like a 6-shot lead when I looked at my Twitter feed. I mean, that's how hyped up he was. And I looked and I was like, I mean, he's playing good, but he's just right there. And he wound up not even, I mean, I think he top 5'd it, which is great. But when you read the perception of him, which he's playing tremendous, which I'm all about. I think, you know, he's viable this week, but if, again, you guys know how I am. The highest price, if he's going to be close to the highest owned, I naturally will fade that. And you know, JT was right there. Shoffley was right there. I mean, there was a lot of guys. Scheffler was there. And just if you just read Twitter, you felt like the pulse was, when's Rom ever going to lose again? I went and looked. I was like, well, he's doing good, but there's a lot of other guys right there. So I think Brooks will kind of go a little bit under the radar. It'll really come down to Rory Brooks as far as that owner. You know, do people feel comfortable with Rory with his tremendous open history outside of Port Rush, where he was clearly, you know, everybody thought he was going to win it right there in his backyard. He's got a 5th, a 4th, a 2nd, and then a missed cut. So Brooks may get a little, I mean, because if people are going to go Rom and Rory, I think DJ is going to be completely forgotten. We'll get to that in a little bit. I think Brooks could kind of fall in the middle there of not being used a whole lot. So I like Brooks, and I like Morikawa. I don't play him a lot. Fourth at the U.S. Open, his first British Open here. In a spot where putting isn't as indicative, because I just think different environment, all that kind of stuff, I really want to trust his ball striking and that he's going to have more quote-unquote at-bats on the green consistently there, being sharp with the irons, that I don't mind going Morikawa, especially at 9,200. So he's my third pick. My bubble boys are DJ and Rory, and they're both for ownership reasons. I want to see how popular Rory gets talked up. And DJ, I think he's going to be right around that 10% number or less. And so I'll probably play him, but not have to get super overweight. Because I like Brooks and Spieth, Rory comes into play if I think I can get some ownership on him. And then that almost puts me into an automatic full fade of ROM, which is scary, but I may be willing to do that. So those are my two bubble boys in the 9K and above range. 8K range, I'm going to Reed. Again, probably a popular build will have Reed and Spieth in it. I'm going to have to get unique elsewhere. But 8K and above chalk this year has just been, quote-unquote chalk, has just been killing it because there's so much more information industry-wise and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to overthink the majors. And I didn't do it at U.S. Open and did a lot better. And so I feel better about that process. Reed, 19th, 25th, and 32nd coming in here. He's 15th in recent form. Course fit, he's fifth for me. His last four British Opens, a 12th, a 28th, a 10th, and a missed cut at Birkdale. 18th in my putting model. I mean, there's just so much good about him at 8,800. He literally is probably my early pick to win the Open. Your free bet, it'll come down later of the week, is Reed at 35-1. I haven't officially bet it because I want to see, and I'll emphasize this in the betting segment later, we get the big reshuffle tomorrow, and I don't think he's going to get hurt a whole lot. And so I'll hold and see if I can get like a 40 or something, but I do like Reed. Next is Scheffler. Played well this week at the Scottish. I like his game in general. I don't think he'll be super owned at 8,200. A 47th and a 7th coming into this week. Plus he got top 5 or 10 for sure this week at the Scottish. I like Scheffler this week. Cantley, 8,900 seems like a good price. A 12th and a 41st at his first two British Opens. 15th at the U.S. Open, 13th at Travelers. Not much I can hate about him. He's pretty consistent. I like him in general. I think the price is a little low for this. It's very soft pricing, this quote-unquote soft, flat, however you want to describe it, pricing. I like Cantley this week. Bubble boys for me are Finau and Fleetwood. Side-by-side in my rankings. Finau's last four, 18th, 27th, 9th, and 3rd at the British Open. But his form has not been great in the States recently. A miscut at the Open, miscut at the Travelers. Does that give us some ownership leverage? If you give me a halfway, if you give me a sub 15%, $8,400 Finau at a major, I'm going to play him. I just think that's a good play in general. Hopefully he's got everything together. And he's played well at the British Open. I mean, his worst is a 27th in the last 4 years. So I'll take that at 8,400. Fleetwood, consistently gotten better in the last 4 years at the British Open. A miscut, then a 27th, a 12th, and a 2nd. In a course where I think even par gets you in the top 5 to 10 coming into Sunday, I think that sets up well for Fleetwood. $8,000 even. I like him a lot. They're both bubble boys for the reasons I stated, but I do like them. 7K. I'll go to Kokrak. I think this is a week where we'll get him low price, and I don't know how owned he'll be because I think the fear of the bunkers and all that kind of stuff will come up. But 7,200, he's just playing so good. He got a 32nd at Port Rush, a miscut at Carnoustie. When I can get him at 7,200 and potentially, like if he's super high owned or talked up again, I'll pass. I'm fine fading him, but I don't think he will be. If I can get a 10 to 12% Kokrak at 7,200, where he's just got to make the cut and have upside, I'll take it. If the ball striking is that on and he can avoid the bunkers, I get it. Like he could die in a bunker, but at that price, I could take that risk if he's low owned. I don't want to take the risk if he's chalky 7,200. We'll see how that comes about as we get to Wednesday on the movers and shakers. Guido 7,100, another guy potentially I think could get talked up, but Guido, I think in the bubble, our little niche industry gets talked about a lot. But I think in the grand scheme, especially when you're talking about the Millie Makers with a 100, him and Higo, they won't be as popular as we perceive them to be. Maybe one of three max stuff. But 7,100, I like the betting number. He's 110 to 1, a 13th at the Travelers, a 4th at U.S. Open. He's number one in my putting rank, but obviously limited stats. But so I like him this week, 7,100. My last one's Neiman. I mean, I'll take Neiman at his ball flight and the way he can control it at 7,700. I'll take that. He missed a cut last year at Port Rush. Not putting too much into that. Great form coming in, a 31st, a 36th, and then a 2nd at the Rocket. I like him this week. I think the price tag is great for him. Make a cut and give us some upside on the weekend. Bubble boys for me are Connors and Berger. Berger's a bubble boy only because of ownership. If he becomes super chalky, I could potentially get off of him. 7,400 is egregious. Probably him and Burns are the two worst priced. But and he fought back today. I think he got to 10 under. I don't mind him. I just wonder how chalky he's going to get at 7,400. Deservingly so. He's got a 27th and a missed cut at the Open Championship in 17 and 18. Connors, I don't think he'll be chalky or anything. Putting always is an issue with him. Short game in general. But I'll take a chance on him at 7,100. You know, assuming, you know, we're in that 10 to 12, 13% number, something like that. I don't think he's going to get talked up too much. Be interested to see the industry pulse as we go through the next 48 hours, really. 72 hours in total before we lock. So I like Connors and Berger as bubble boys there. 6K range, I like Hoffman. A little bit surprised at his results. I didn't picture him as an open player, but and nothing crazy. 77th, a 20th, a 17th, and a 51st. Last two tournaments at 57th and 30th. Really playing great golf in general. So at 6,700, when I'm in that 6K range, if I'm looking for some value, you know, I just like him in general. So I'll play him. If it's a windy situation, you know, he plays well in Texas. I don't have any issues with him at 6,700. Glover, I'd written up as my second, even before today's finals. I did most of this work last night. Could see him get some steam after winning today. Assuming some, I got it over here. It looks like Munoz is plugged in the bunker on 17. So he's going to have to drain that and then birdie 18. So let's say Glover wins at 6,600. He got a 20th last year at Port Rush, was his first British since Royal Troon. So I like him a lot. I just wonder what's going to happen with his win now at 6,600, but I do like him. In sync, I like him. I think he'll probably be popular. A missed cut, a 24th and a 20th, his last three British Opens, a 57th and a 30th coming in. He's just got that, you know, grinder mentality and played in many of Opens. So I don't mind sync at all at 6,900. All these 6K range and even some 7, ownership will mean so much more as we get to Tuesday and Wednesday. And I'll hit on that. Some bubble boys for me. Burns is one. I think I'm going to be okay fading him. 6,300 is just an egregious number for him. So I get why he'll be talked up a lot this week at that price. But and he's top 20 in my rankings that I put out earlier. His first British Open, though. You know, I don't know. Him and me, maybe I just go overweight on him and I fade him in 1-3 max stuff and just hope I get different there. But right now, I like him as it sits. I just, the ownership stuff's going to, we'll have to see how that shakes out. That's why he's on a bubble for me. And then Chan Kim. We rode him at the U.S. Open, missed a cut, but I just like his history and everything he's got. I don't mind going back to him, being overseas. 6,200, I think he's a great MME play. Nothing more, but I do like Chan Kim this week. Fade of the week for me is Bryson. I'm just not going to mess with Bryson at all. 9,900, no thanks. Miscut, 51st miscut, his last three opens. Just did the swimming pool thing with his new caddy, which is near, here and there. I don't really care what he does. At least he's trying. I don't really care about that. I like Bryson a lot, personally. I don't like him for this setup. I think all the variables that come with the British Open, I'm sure there's no green books there, and he's going to have to figure all that stuff out. A new caddy as well, working on that relationship. I could see Bryson making a deep run in the FedEx Cup. We'll keep that in mind, but I don't like him this week. 9,900, no thanks, no Bryson. Sleeper of the week for me is Richard Bland. You know, grinder. He played well again this week. Maybe he gets mentioned a little bit this week. I don't think he'll be too much. I just like him in general. I've had my eye on him in a few tournaments. He finished 50th at the U.S. Open. I played some sprinkles of him there. A 22nd at Birkdale was his only open since in the last four. I just think that's a good price, and maybe a guy we don't see as much ownership on when you got all those other guys I mentioned. Griot's $100 cheaper than him. Hoffman's $100 cheaper than him. So Siwoo Kim's $100 cheaper than him, although he withdrew this week with back issues or whatever, so we'll see how that turns out. So I like Bland at 6,800 for a potential sleeper of the week. Gutfield plays. I'm going like veteran, scary guys this week. I don't know why. They just all seem to be popping. I'm going Fowler, 7,300. Jason Day, 7,700. Garcia, 7,600. Zach Johnson, 7,000. They're all seem to be moving towards good recent form. They've all played well at British Opens. They're veterans. They know how to grind it. They're all cheap, 7,000 to 7,700. I don't think they're going to be, any of them be really talked up a lot. Maybe Fowler, maybe a little Zach Johnson, but nothing crazy. I like all four of those guys in my gut feel plays of the week. Betting top five that pop in two long shots provided by Mucky Knife Fight. Go to gupscorner.com/affiliates. Get 100% match up to $50 on your first deposit. My top five, and use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S on that, to get your 100% match up to $50. My top five that pop, I like Morikawa at 28-1, Reed at 35-1, Scheffler at 50-1, Neiman at 60-1, and Cantley at 33-1. Haven't made any bets yet. I will be betting Reed. I just hope I can get him at 40 before I lock down to 35. Two long shots, Guido at 110 and Hoffman at 150. One and done. I mean, we're towards the end of the deal now. So you play your best guy you got left, whoever it is. Rahm, Brooks, Shoffley, JT, Reed, Spieth, I mean, Dustin. All those guys are viable here. So I think you play your best guy. Rory, if you got one of those guys left, you probably have been saving them for it. You've already planned it out, hopefully. So I just play your best guy there. I'll give you my final five come Wednesday on Movers and Shakers. E9, I'm hoping to see if Kenny could do it maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock Eastern time, get it out early, and then give us a few hours to kind of get things locked in before we lock at, I think it's 1:30 Eastern time is lock Wednesday night. So I'll update that over the next two pods after I talk to Kenny Kim. Don't forget British, 30% off, free trial. Tons of stuff coming out for football. NASCAR's crushing. MLB's doing well. UFC, great night for Tommy. A few bad breaks. I think there was only one, as defined by DraftKings, one underdog won or something. So it was a little bit of a weird night last night, but still great work. His cash cores were money. So all our sports are hitting on. We got NBA tonight, game 3 of the finals. That'll be fun. I've enjoyed this series so far. I kind of think the Bucks show up at home, at least get it to 2-1. It's so hard to get unique in those showdowns. It's fun to at least strategize it and talk about it in our GC Warrior room over in Slack. So come join us for the week. 30% off, and it's free. So if you don't like it, 7 days from now, cancel, never get charged. I will have another pod out either late tomorrow or Tuesday morning, and then I'll do the Wednesday Movers and Shakers either late Tuesday or Wednesday morning, depending on how things are going. I want to get you guys the best information as late as possible, but in time to digest it and go through it all. Looking forward to the British Open. Again, it's one of my favorites. Can't wait to hang out with you guys all week long. Have a blessed week and a blessed Sunday. Thank you.